Hey, come on into the Intentional Living Center today in beautiful Tucson, or wherever you're listening, a podcast, a radio program. My name is Dr. Randy Carlson, and I'm right here at our center along with Jennifer and Steven today, 19th of the month of November, Thanksgiving, next week. Unbelievable. I looked on the calendar a few days ago, and I circled the fact that today is International Men's Day from the whole world. And it is a day that, if it showed up on my calendar, must be official, because it is the global theme of celebrating men and boys, focusing on recognizing the positive contributions of men and boys in all areas of life and encouraging conversations around their overall well-being. I reminded Donna, my wife, this morning, today is International Men's Day, so please be kind to me. So, but seriously, men, I think, come on, guys, we know this has been a difficult time, especially for young men, knowing where they fit in. We know the depression and anxiety is off the chart, a lot of concern, and I think many times men get overlooked. So I decided all by myself that today we're gonna open the phone line and ask you to share the name of one person, one man in your life that's made a positive role model difference to you. You know, we could start listing all the negative things about men, because there are many. Come on, guys. And I want to be very clear, as a guy, as a man, husband, father, grandfather, leader, God's called us to a high standard to be intentional in the lives of those that we love, and to do so intentionally, not perfectly. But today, I just want to focus on sending out some signals to guys all over the world who are listening today about some of the examples of what makes a man a positive role model. So this might be a brother, a father, maybe a coworker, maybe your husband. But give me a call. The phone line opens now, and we only get about 28 minutes to do this. So come on, let's celebrate that man in your life, a positive role model. I have several. I'll share it with you in a little bit. Phone number is 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. International Men's Day, celebrating men. Positive role model. Who is he?
Hey, Dr. Randy. This is Allison over in Warner Robins, Georgia. I just wanted to let you know that my husband is a very wonderful man and listens to your program just as much as I do, nearly on a daily basis. And I was listening to your program today about one good thing that my husband does, and I just wanted to let you know that I admire my husband so much for the godly attitude that he has and the passion he has to learn more about God. He's a newer Christian. He's only come to really know Christ within the past 4.5 years, but he has an amazing hunger that just astounds me every day. He constantly asks about what the Bible says and how to correct problems in his life, and he makes Bible studies fun. And I just want to recommend to anyone who is married, who is getting married, constantly rely on God and do Bible studies together. The more you do, the more hungry you have to know God, and the closer it will bring you to each other. Our marriage is a wonderful marriage, and I love him so dearly because I could just see the light of Christ shining in him and the excitement and the passion he has for God shining through every day. Thank you, and thank you for your ministry. God bless.
All right. International Men's Day. We'd love to hear who it is in your life that's made the biggest difference. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Hi, Randy. I enjoy your show. I've been listening to it for a number of years, and it gives me great encouragement during times of the day where I feel desperate. I just suffered a job loss, but I'm looking at my prospects. also in those times of day where I feel this great sense of fear of the unknown. I remember Christ's words to us, in this world we'll have trouble, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And I remember that, and you reinforce the Bible, and that helps me get through my day. So thank you for your ministry.
You're very welcome. And thank, really, we should be thanking those who support us to keep us going here at the ministry so faithfully. Every month, as members, thank you. We're closing out the calendar year here pretty soon, a few weeks, and your support between now and the 31st of December will really set the stage for 2026. We have a very special celebration of Christmas coming up after Thanksgiving for our Family Life radio stations. Boy, be listening for it. It's going to be really exciting. We're looking forward to it. Today we're focusing, and by the way, if you want to join us, call 888-888-1717 and press number 2. Talk to our team. Say, I want to be a part of this intentional living and support. God bless you. Or go to theintentionallife.com. Celebrating men, let's go. Cindy is first in Tennessee. How are you? Hi, Cindy. Are you there? Oh, sorry about that. Oh, there. Are you there, Cindy?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had the wrong button here. Go right ahead. Who do you want to celebrate?
Okay. I'm celebrating my husband today. He has been such a good influence on my life. He is a good Christian man. He does not hold grudges. He does not hold bias toward anybody. Anything that's been done to him, he is forgiving. And he just makes me realize that I need to be a better person and follow his lead. He's just a loving, giving person. And I appreciate him so much. And he does bring out he makes me better.
What's his name?
His name is Danny.
Hey, Danny. Shout out from loving wife Cindy. I wrote it down. No grudges. Listen, come on, guys. We set the standard for our kids. Our kids are watching. And I hope that during these next few minutes, we can learn some things together. All right. Thank you, Cindy. Let's go up from Tennessee to Arizona. Sheila is there. Hi there. How you doing?
Oh, hi.
Hi. Appreciate your call. Who do you want to celebrate today?
Oh, I want to celebrate my dad. Long story short, he was in prison, and I met him for the first time in prison. I went to visit him in prison, and when I was speaking with him, he told me, the first thing he said to me was, the two things we're not going to talk about is your mom and why I'm here. And I said, okay, but the one thing I want to tell you is I forgive you. And the wonderful thing is he got saved while he was in prison and became a mighty man of God, the most grateful man I ever met, because he got back everything he didn't deserve. He got out of prison, and because he became a Christian and became such a godly man, he got remarried to my mom.
Wow.
And was a big influence. Yeah, it was wonderful. I mean, it was just such a testimony of God's goodness.
Yeah, and God's forgiveness as well. You know, I think that I hope guys you're listening, here's Sheila calling about dad in prison, out of prison, a new man, and a new relationship. And you might be feeling like, as a guy, I've got broken relationships with my kids or people in my life, messed up a lot. God's a God of restoration. The Bible says if we confess our sins, he is faithful. He, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for you, he is faithful and just to forgive those sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Yeah, scars, yep, consequences for sure. But the good news is there's freedom. And Sheila reminds us that can happen in a daddy-daughter relationship. All right, thank you. Appreciate that. Let me go to Sierra in Georgia. Hi, Sierra. How are you?
Hey, Randy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Who would you like to celebrate? What man in your life?
He is my husband. And I also like to celebrate our son because our senior and junior, both of them named Joshua, and we've known each other since we were both 14, 32 today, and my daughter is 8 today. And I want to celebrate him because when he came into my life, I was going down the wrong path and did a lot of things that, you know, I wasn't proud of.
Hmm.
Well, when we met, all that changed. And now he goes to work. I don't have to work. I stay home. I take care of our beautiful children. He works every day, even on Saturdays. And the only thing he wants in life is to be able to spend more time with his kids and me.
Boy, that feels good, doesn't it? What's his name, Sierra?
His name's Joshua.
Joshua. Oh, yeah. Okay, Joshua. Did you say your son's name is Joshua as well?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Good. That tells you something about passing on that legacy, not only of a man of God, a man of strength, but also passing it on to his son. That's powerful. Hey, thank you, Sierra. We got a lot of people calling, want to celebrate a man in their life. Paula's next in Wisconsin. Hi, Paula. Who is it you want to celebrate today?
Hi, Dr. Carlson. I want to celebrate a dear friend. His name is Jim. My dad died when I was 6 years old, and the hole that that leaves in your life is incredible. And Jim stepped in and was always there as a father. He rescued me when I got myself into binds. He went to the father-daughter banquets with me at church. And I am so grateful to God that he allowed Jim to be part of my life.
Amen. And is Jim still with you, or is he passed?
No. He has passed. He's in heaven with our Lord. And just know, men out there, men are so important.
Yeah.
And your role as a father can't even be explained.
Boy, you're absolutely right, Paula. Listen, you hear the stories? Dad and husband, a dad in prison, becomes a dad again, restored. A dad that passes and some other man steps in, Jim steps in. Took a role of really loving and caring for Paula as a young girl and helping her through those years. Hey, guys, you know, what's the slogan? We need a few good men, right? God needs each of us, whatever role we're in, to be intentional about how we choose to live our lives. Because you're going to leave a legacy, like it or not. And frankly, there's some people who would like to call today, but say the men in my life didn't deserve a call today. And that's a sad thing. I think each of us would like to be a man, wouldn't we? That could have someone that we love could call in here and share that story or a story today. We're talking about the men in our lives. You know, I did a lesson about the five men that influenced my life. Four of them are in heaven. But no matter what stage you're at, you should always have men that make a difference in your life. And one of the things I've learned about the men that have influenced my life, it seems to be they influenced my life at different times in different situations. For instance, if you're having financial needs, there might be a man in your life who's a great person, but crummy when it comes to finance. And that shouldn't be the person that has the greatest influence when it comes to finance, right? Now, loving person, and you care for them. In other words, understand that every person, every man may have a different impact in your life at a different time with a different reason. And in turn, we may be able to impact lives, guys, because of what God's prepared in our lives in certain ways and not other ways. And that's okay. We're celebrating men today, International Men's Day around the world. It's just a day to say, hey, guys, we want to celebrate the role, the role model of men in our culture and the difference that they're making. And we love to hear from you. All right, let's go to Bree, who's next in Michigan. Hi, Bree.
Hi, I'm calling to recognize my stepdad, Dennis, who has basically been the dad for my entire adult life and has helped raise my children. As I'm a single mom, so he's somebody that's been a big support for myself, my mom, and my children.
He
deserves to be recognized.
What big difference did Dennis make? What was an attribute about him that you really respect?
his patience and his understanding. And my kids are basically been raised by my parents because I've had some issues of my own. And he's been the kind of sounding like the mediator of everything and been a really strong role model in our lives. And I appreciate that.
That's fantastic. All right, I'll put you on hold there. I know you're driving. Sounds like you're driving. Bree, a stepdad. We got stepdad. We got a man that stepped in and took a role as a dad. And we've got a daddy that was in prison and restored. Man, that's interesting. We're talking about the power, the positive role model of a man in your life. 888-888-1717 is the number. Let's keep going. Marie is in Georgia. Hi, Marie. Go right ahead. What's your, who do you want to give a shout out to? Are you there, Marie?
And now, but yes.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah, my dad, even though he's in heaven, he has made a great impact on my life because my parents had 8 children, and it didn't matter how tired he was when he came home from work. He always had time for each and every single one of us. And if you had a problem, he never told you, well, you got to do this and you got to do that. He'd sit down and he'd say, well, this you got to figure out. And so, but he work it through with you. Now, I've been married, though, for 35 years to a wonderful man who I've never been loved as much by a man as much as he has loved me, and he has taken care of me and worries about me. He's just always been there for me, regardless of what we've been through and or what I've put him through. but he's always been there, and he thinks of me and our son before himself. He's always been there for us.
Your dad and your husband, what were their names? What are their names, Marie?
My dad was Winford, mm-hmm. and my husband's name is David.
So Winford and David, a shout out to you guys. One in heaven and one still loving. We're talking about the power of men today. It's International Men's Day. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living. The reason we're doing this is I hope that some of us as guys are picking up some of the code that's being shared, laid down here for us to think about, hey, those are some things that are important to people. And if I want to be a man of God, I'm going to learn. Want to learn. Joshua? Hello, Joshua. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi there.
Yes, I'm here.
Go right ahead.
How are you?
Good. Good, good. Who do you want to give a shout out, a man in your life?
My mentor, Novi Lee Wilkerson. He was in the Army, and he inspired me to join.
And how has that made a difference in your life?
Well, he's inspired me to help others through the power of Christ and through the power of our military.
Mm. Are you in the military now, Joshua?
Yes, I'm 16, and I'm enlisted.
Well, congratulations and thank you for your service. And we pray that God will protect you and for all the men and women who are serving in the military. Of course, we just came through a Veterans Day here just a few days ago. Boy, we need you. So be safe, get good training, and we celebrate with you this big change in your upcoming life here. All right, let's go. Let me see. Donna is in Michigan. Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Who do you want to celebrate today? What man in your life?
Okay, so Steve said that I could have two.
Okay, we'll give you two.
The first one is my dad. My dad gave, I am one of 8 kids, and he gave us all of the love that he could ever give. He was there for us, and if something broke at the house, he was there to fix it. He is now in heaven, and we all miss him very much, but he taught us a very great work ethic, and I'm so proud that he gave us that.
It's needed, yeah. And who's the second one?
And then my second one is my godfather, my Uncle Don. After my dad passed, he was kind of the one that stepped into the role of our dad. And he was a very religious man, which was wonderful because my faith is a lot to me. So just knowing that he was there to continue on with me in my life.
Amen. Is he still with you?
Nope, they're both in heaven now.
Yeah. And you reflect on it. Listen, you know, we're hearing legacy stories today, too. Dads, mentors, stepdads, men who step in, make a difference. We're talking about the power of men today. I want to share with you a few men that have made a difference in my life right after this.
Indecision. We've all experienced it. You have to make a choice, but you don't know which way to go.
Yes and no really are intentional words. They're powerful, they're directive, they're clarifying, they're energizing. Any number of choices come down to the intentional living power of saying yes or no.
In Dr. Randy's teaching, The Power of Yes or No, you'll learn to move past indecision and effectively navigate life's tough choices by living an intentional life and saying yes to the things that matter. When you say yes to supporting intentional living with a monthly gift, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. Don't miss out on this opportunity. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, thank you for your support. We're moving into the final kind of lap of this year, aren't we? Coming into December after Thanksgiving and wrapping up the year. And thank you so much. Really mean it. Thank you for your prayerful financial support, allowing us to do what we do every day with intentional living. You're making a difference. Thank you. Join us at theintentionallife.com or call 888-888-1717, press number 2, and you can talk to our team here. You know, I've had men in my life made a difference. It's interesting. They all made differences at different times. Of course, my dad, I would be the number one on the list. My dad loved us. He was an entrepreneur. He wasn't highly educated, but he was highly motivated, and he loved the Lord, accepted Christ a little bit later in life, and it changed his life, and he was a builder for the kingdom. And I think I look at my brother and our cousin and my nephews and our kids, and we've been so involved in ministry, and a lot of that I think has to do with the energy that came from seeing that done in our family. So much to my dad, who's been in heaven many years now. And others that have passed. And today, you know, I've got a board of directors that I report to, along with our team, and of men and women. But each of the men on the board make a big difference in my life in different ways. Different ways, things they speak into my life. And I'm thinking of one man on the board. It just came to my mind. I'm thinking of Troy Bancroft. Some of you in Michigan would know him. He and his family and what they do and their work, very successful business people. But for those who don't know Troy is a man of God, a leader. But I know leaders who are leaders but not great men. Does that make sense? They're great maybe leaders, but Troy has got both of those ingredients. Great leader and just a heart for God. And I've told him he's made a difference in my life as he speaks into me and my leadership and my life and my family. And so I would give a shout out to Troy today. And also to my sons. I got three sons, my wife and I. Two sons and a son-in-law. Our son Evan, a leader, godly, what a dad. And our youngest son, Derek, he's married and has, well, he's raising responsibly, he's partly raising 8 kids. And boy, what a dad. Creative, loves the kids. He gets involved in things I probably would never have done. I mean, just being that kind of a dad, he's just right out there with them and everything, and it's terrific. And then our son-in-law, Chris, who married our daughter, they're in Africa. He took our daughter and our grandkids to Africa. Thank you very much. But doing great mission work, and boy, what a great dad. I look at our boys and I think, man, these guys are doing things that I probably should have done, didn't do, in raising them, you know? What a powerful thing. All right, we're going to run out of time here quickly. I got to get to the calls. Let's go. Bethany, you're first. Who made a difference in your life?
My dad.
How so?
So my dad is a minister, and we've grown up in church our whole life. But there's just been, you know, life hits you with hard knocks every now and then. And my dad has always been supportive, no judgment. Even as adults, as adult kids, I have two siblings also. Even if we mess up really bad, he's always there with the compassion and the love that we need it. We need. Just recently, I did some stupid decisions, and my dad was not judgmental, and he talked me through it and was able to help me find a solution to what I was dealing with. And so he's just been a great role model. And then my husband is autistic, so my son doesn't really have a strong male role model. And so I'm so thankful that my dad is around, because he's there for my son.
Amen. And, you know, we can play that role in the lives of others. And come on, guys, you know what you think about? Well, I'm not making a difference. I'm not an influence. I promise you, you're influencing somebody. I don't know how so, but you are. Makes a difference. We had a web comment come in from Scott who said, hey, it was a man at church, Larry for church. You know, how so? I don't know. We impact people, don't we? All right, we're down to a minute to go, but Beverly, I want to get you on here from Kansas. Go right ahead. Who's made a difference in your life?
Well, my son, for number one, he taught me unconditional love. Just recently, his wife and I had a little squabble, and he reminded, you know, he came over and he said, you know, she is first, and I thought, thank the Lord, because I was really proud of him for being able to tell me that he still loves me, but he had to put his wife first. Yeah. And that really made me just want to sing to the heavens. And then my dad, I think when he was dying, he taught me what it really meant to believe in Jesus Christ.
Amen. You know, I love that. I love both of those. You know, how do we want to die sometime, guys, at some point, and what kind of legacy do we want to leave? But I love that story, too, about a son that can come and make his priorities straight. This is my wife. I stand with my wife. But, Mom, I want you to know I love you. Boy, come on, guys. Sensitivity, awareness, being role models. International Men's Day. Hope we got you all thinking about, come on, guys. Hope we got thinking about what does it mean to be a man in 2025? And I know a lot of you young guys are seeking and looking. We know the stats, more young Gen Z and millennials reading Bible, getting back into church, trying to find, you get grounded. Hey, listen, God's got a meaning for you. And frankly, for those of us who are a little bit older, we need for you guys to come up and be leaders. We need you to be leaders in business, leaders in family, leaders in medicine, leaders in the government. We need men of God to step up and lead all of us from generation to generation. So don't fear, step up and be a man of God today. All right, that's it. Thank you for being a part of Intentional Living on International Men's Day. Have a great day. This is Intentional Living from Intentional Life Media.